Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How do you feel about an engagement ring that your husband didn't necessarily pick out? Whether it's they inherit it, they found it. What if you found a like $46,000 engagement ring? And then he's like, I found this thing. You want it? 855-444-MEGA. Would you take a $46,000 engagement ring? Very specific number because it happened to somebody. 855-444-6342. AB, you know someone who found, the word is found, a $46,000 ring?
Yes. So I have a friend and he's a realtor. And he bought this house to flip it, and the married couple who lived there both passed away. And so my friend found this ring when they were flipping the house, and he decided, let's see how much it costs. He goes to the jeweler. Cost $46,000.
Oh, my God.
So he decided to insure it, and he told me that when he gets married, this is the ring he will be giving his wife.
That's crazy.
Well,
that's,
Wow.
So many crazy things. Okay, let's pretend we don't know all the logistical stuff. Let's pretend he bought the house. What comes with the house is the ring. It's in the house. Let's just pretend it's his. Gets a $46,000 ring. What a find. Badass. Cool. That's awesome. Would you want that ring? Then, because now all of a sudden, if he goes, this realtor hunk, hottie realtor, goes to propose, you could have a $46,000 ring. Would you want that?
Nope.
No way. You wouldn't want a $46,000 ring?
I would not. I feel like it would be bad juju because there was no thought into it, though. Like, I feel like...
That's different.
And I don't care. I've always been a big advocate for I don't care how much the ring costs. I am, like, the number one person to advocate for, like, a lab-grown fake diamond. So it doesn't matter how much it costs. I just think... your fiance needs to have...
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
His own choice in it. Like, he didn't even, like, his timeline didn't plan to pick this ring or find this ring. There was no, like, custom part of it. Like, there's no thought. So I just think, and it's like, cursed. These people are dead.
I wanted you to know something. As someone who has proposed, anything, any word choice you just said about, I want it to be affordable, I don't care. And then you use the word custom, that's immediately affordable.
Okay, it doesn't have to be custom, but it could be something that like reminds you a little bit of your partner.
I'm so with Hannah on this.
You wouldn't want it.
There's no
I would
thought.
Not want it. It would feel weird like if he found the ring before he met me. Like, yeah, there's nothing about me in that ring. I didn't get to go to choose it, slash he didn't get to be like, this reminds me of you.
No, I think you guys are missing it. This ring chose him. It's like the Green Lantern ring.
It's pretty funny.
No, it is. It is. It's like this ring is like destiny. It's calling to him, and that's what he feels. No. He feels like, you know what? This ring, I found this ring. It's $46,000. Okay, that's regardless of how much it costs, this ring is telling me something that I need to keep this ring in my life. And to do that, I will pass it on when I propose to the person I love.
I'd rather have a $50 ring that reminds him of me than a $46,000 ring that he just conveniently found.
Somebody shows Hannah a $46,000 ring, right, a $50 lollipop ring, and see which one she chooses. Here's the thing. People always talk like Hannah, but then they don't act like Hannah. Because they say they don't care, but then what is the first question with Taylor Swift? How much did it cost them? Yep. What's the size of it? What is that? What's the cut? People act like they don't care about those materialistic things, but the reality is they do. And all of a sudden, you could have a $46,000 rock on your finger, mm-hmm. and it costs you nothing, and it helps save you money for, like, the wedding, for your life. Like, you're kind of like, this is badass. And it's almost like, hell yeah.
I would rather him sell the ring for $46,000 and buy me a different ring.
Oh, no, you can't do that. Then you're cursing the ring. No.
That you're not. Cursing the ring is literally wearing someone else's wedding ring that is their relationship.
And there's a reason why.
Pause. Would you take a grandma's ring?
That feels different to me.
No, that you just said it's somebody else's wedding ring. Right.
I don't know. That feels
that's in the family. You know that love.
Oh my God!
That's like
that couple probably in that house lived till they were 90.
Right, they were
the happiest couple. That, but they're gonna be in adultery.
I know that couple.
But
they
that means
each
nothing
other.
To us. Some random couple that you bought this house from. His grandma means something to him.
That's you know that love.
$46,000 means a lot to me.
I loved my grandma about $46,000 worth. All right. 855-444-MEGA. Would you accept the ring if someone you know found a huge, huge ring and it's worth like $40,000? Would you want them to reuse it for you? Or you're like, nope, I'd rather have you do something else with that money. Don't give that to me. I don't know how AB knows someone that found a $46,000 ring. And then this dude said, I'm going to keep it, probably use it to propose. I got a $46,009. I got a rock. Mm-hmm. It's the Brett Mega Show. Would you care if someone proposed with a ring that they found, especially when the value is $45,000 plus? Would you be like, put that thing on my finger? I got a $45,000 ring and a rock. 855-444-MEGA. The girls on the show said, nope, don't care. Go get something else.
Bad juju. Mm-hmm.
Is it bad juju?
I don't like it.
Rhonda, you actually did a ring swap for a free ring. You actually kind of had something similar. Not like exactly like this happened, but what happened?
I got proposed to by when my ex-husband proposed to me, we went out and went to a store and picked out a ring that I really loved. But then he was told that his grandmother left him her wedding set. And so when I looked at it, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is more pretty and beautiful than the ring that I actually thought that I loved. So I made him take it back, and it actually fit my ring size and everything. And all that I had to do then was buy the wedding band when we got married.
See,
and
there
now
you go.
I'm passing it back to my, I gave it to my daughter. Now
so it's her ring.
Yeah.
What if you see this thing? Thank you so much for the call, Ron. What if you see this thing and it's like, it's beautiful?
I
mean, it's a $46,000 ring. I'm sure it's beautiful. Like, this thing is sparkling.
I didn't like it. I saw a picture.
I'm not even going to lie.
Out of the family, and it's a, no.
Rachel, you bring up a good point about him finding the ring and how it would make it more sentimental.
Yeah, I think the story is missing a part of, did he reach out to the family to see if they were looking for that, and if he did and they were like, oh, well, you know what, why don't you go ahead and keep it, then I feel like there's a different sentimental value to that versus him just finding the ring and then being like, yeah, I'm just going to keep this because it's worth a lot of money.
It'd be interesting to me that the family wouldn't want to keep a $46,000 ring.
I just still don't think there's anything sentimental about this ring. It came from a random couple.
But
I don't...
Because then it might be what Kevin's talking about. He finds the ring, reaches out to the family, and they're like, you know what? I want that love story to stay with that house and to that home, and I want it to stay with you. And then, boom.
The guy doesn't even have a girl yet, though, that found this.
So what? He just wants that love to be to go on. Like, it's almost like the ring chose him, to Kevin's point.
It's not the love for them together. It's the love of the guy, then.
As I said, it's like the Green Lantern's ring. It chooses you, and you take that ring and you do good things with it. And that good thing will be another relationship. So their story lives on. It's like their story's in
you
that ring.
You should choose to go to the pawn shop and cash in that $46,000 and then make a lot better choices with it.
I love how you feel like that's different. Like all of a sudden, it's dirty, it's bad juju. Then all of a sudden you use that bad juju money to buy something and you're like, oh, it's no longer bad juju. I love the money.
Girl,
I still
math.
Like the ring. Right. Yeah, because... It's the same difference. He's purchasing your beautiful ring with the money that he got from the found ring.
That he stumbled up upon. That That's different.
Yeah, all of a sudden it's different. I'll take the $46,000. Mm-hmm. I'll marry him. And we can split the ring when we get divorced.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.